Baz and AJ in the morning.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation Concert, got on the show. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just doing probably as well as everybody else is doing.
That good, huh?
I feel like you're probably on the phone a lot and lots of emails, right?
Oh, it's unbelievable. The emails are not as much as on the phone, and usually my business is emails, not phone, but it's really the opposite this time because we need to get groups of people together at once to talk about things. It's very different.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you know, how do you do this? What dates are available? How do we move this show? You know, it does New York, is New York open this day? Is Philly open this day? Is Connecticut open this day?
Oh, boy.
It's just trying to figure everything out going forward.
Any news, any headlines?
Well, nothing really. We're really not going to try to announce anything until things get a little more normal because we're afraid we might have to change it again.
Right.
So, you know, right now we've got a few May shows that are still around, but most of the shows are now June, July, August, September, October. A couple of May shows, we're keeping our fingers crossed, but you know, they're slowly uncrossing the way things are going, looks like.
Is there a date that you guys feel like, all right, if we book anything after this date, we'll be good?
Should be safe, yeah.
We haven't taken that attitude yet because we all have different opinions, including the scientists. So I think what we're doing is we've already moved a couple of shows two times. One, we moved from May to August, and now we're moving it from August to late September. So, you know, we're just trying to play it totally as safe as we can. There's no such thing as playing it safe at this point because, you know, as they talk, the spike hasn't hit us yet.
Right.
The only good part of it, if there is any good part of it, is I think we're ahead of the curve that, you know, we got hit first on the East Coast, so we'll probably lose it first on the East Coast.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So,
but how does that affect the rest of the tourists? Because they tour the country, they tour the world. Are these artists now sitting it out, just saying, yeah, we're not going to do this in 2020, we'll do it in spring of 2021?
No, not yet. We've only had Zac Brown do that. Nobody else has done it. Everybody else is still staying in 2020. We are going to probably extend the amphitheater season, which is something I've always believed we should anyway, into October. I think that if you're willing to sit out and watch a baseball game, or a football game, you certainly should sit out and be able to watch a concert.
This would be for 2021?
The Bridgeport? 2020.
Bridgeport Amphitheater?
No, Bridgeport. No. Bridgeport's 20. Did you say Bridgeport? I'm sorry. I didn't hear you.
No. Nope, that was my fault.
Oh, okay. No. Bridgeport's 2021. That's for sure.
Yeah.
That we can't help because some of our products are coming from Europe, and they're hit much worse than we've been hit so far.
Yeah,
right.
Especially Italy and France, the two places we stupidly chose to deal with.
who knew?
Yeah, exactly.
You wanted the best.
Exactly.
Well,
right.
The best, the lights that we ordered, we were so proud of ourselves. They were really specialty lights made in Italy and fancy and really nice. And we were so proud of ourselves. Howard and I patted ourselves on the back. We're going to make this place look great. And then we lost that supply chain. And
I
then,
hope you used hand sanitizer when you were patting each other on the back.
That patch
it was too early. We didn't know any better.
Oh, okay.
We were still hugging.
Yeah.
That's right. You don't realize how much contact you come in with people until now.
Love you.
And I'm a hugger.
Right.
You're hugging.
Right.
I happen to be a hugger. And then I always think of all the times I walk through the plaza of Xfinity and people come up to me to thank me and either shake my hand or give me a hug. And I love the hug because we've had so many good times together at concerts, whether I knew them or not, we were at the same concert.
Right, right.
And everybody knows how much I still enjoy concerts. I go to concerts on my own, usually in New York City, at least once a month, if not more.
Nice.
And so, you know, I love concert goers, and concert goers know I love to go to concerts. So the hugging, I hope that comes back. I'm not sure hugging will ever come back.
Yeah, really.
Right. I have a feeling some things will change forever.
Can't get to an elbow here.
Yeah, it's the dumbest thing in the world. Why touch each other if you're touching an elbow?
Yep.
I mean, darn, that to me is dumb. But we'll see what happens. You know, it's just like you said, it's an ever-changing world. New rules, and we got to figure out how to work it. But
if Don Henley walks up to you and extends an elbow, you're extending an elbow, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, you know, it's funny because Ringo was always like that. And I've met Ringo three different times now. And the first two times I got the speech about, you know, just give him a fist bump or something like that.
He's a germaphobe.
And blah, blah, blah. So, of course, you know, he's a Beatle. I'll do, you know.
Whatever he says.
He really is royalty in every sense of the world. Where he's royalty. The third time I saw him was shortly after my wife passed, and he hugged me.
Oh, boy.
And
that tells you a lot.
Found that, yeah, and I spoke to his manager who was with him at the show and who was a high school friend of mine who also knew my wife because my wife and I were high school, we dated in high school and steady in high school, so he knew her too. So I went over to David, who's his manager, and I said, he hugged me. He goes, he knows what happened, I told him.
Aw.
Yeah,
oh,
really, man. Really. So it was really,
what a guy.
Yeah, really a special thing for...
You hugged a Beatle.
Look at that, see?
A Beatle hugged me.
That's right.
It's even better.
No doubt about it.
That's an important distinction.
You were embraced by a Beatle.
Jazz and AJ in the morning.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right.
Hey, it's Boxer.
And I'm Sarah Towns with Experience Columbus.
Did you know Columbus is home to the number one science museum in the country?
Ranked number 7 on Food & Wine's list of America's next great food cities.
And one of Condé Nast Traveler's top 10 best big cities in America.
Yes, Columbus. An Experience Columbus podcast keeps you in the know about what's happening in the Arch City.
Binge, listen to all the current episodes.
Or catch up on all things Columbus and discover what makes this city so special.
By the end, you'll be asking yourself, can all of this really exist in one city?
Yes, Columbus.